Luis, thank you so much for the time to discuss the film with Irina's Vow. It's such a beautiful film. I really appreciate the time to chat with you about it.
Thank you so much.
It really is an amazing story, and it you've told it so beautifully. I was wondering what attracted you to Irina.
Well, I guess Irina got attracted to me first because I got, they proposed me, the producers and the screenwriter, Dan Gordon did propose me this script to direct. So that's, and when I read the script, I was like, wow, what an amazing story. I didn't know about that her at all. And if that script had been a fiction, only a fiction, I would have refused it because it's so bold, it's so amazing what's happening there that, she did hide some people in a basement, where there's a SS major living upstairs. It's like, who will buy that, And but that's the truth. So and then I felt in love with that character, and there's something I was like, okay, there's something so relevant, and we want to tell that story still today in 2024, and it's another angle that I think we saw less, from a film from the Holocaust and World War II, is like from that angle of that young Catholic woman, Polish woman, who was becoming, she wanted to become a nurse, but she became a forced labor, and forced labor, Polish forced labor, we didn't see that much this angle. So I was attracted to that as well. And Dan Gordon, since he became friends with Irina at the end of her life, it's an homage to her, it's his point of view and all the stories she told him throughout the years. And it became that, So I think it's quite beautiful.
It absolutely is, and it's such a remarkable story. I like that you say that you would have refused if it was fiction, because that's what really resonates with this film is the truth behind it. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about the visual style of the film, because I think it's very interesting. It's we are in a war film that is not graphic and certainly not exploitative, yet very honest with its depiction. And there aren't grand battle scenes. We keep it very intimately. I was wondering, in your mind, why was that so important?
Well, two things. First, you have to think $5 million, 29 days of shooting.
Right.
and at some point, you have to film 12 actors in a basement with dust and everything. That's one thing. So yeah, it's a huge challenge to make that film a period piece, The great chance we had is to shoot in Poland, those locations. So that helped a lot. And to have a Polish crew that knows so much, they know so much about the story and World War II story that they put their real stuff on screen, and for same for costume, when you put your actors in that, there's something that happens right out the top, as for the lighting and mise-en-scène, well, I was stuck with time, but I did put my energy on human behavior, on characters, and how to depict all those characters and nuance them and make it that we go, we are with them in that situation. The other thing is, it's I guess a rare film where you have for sure it's you have horror. You have stress, it's stressful, but you have as well love, hope, and light. And for that period, it's quite rare. So I wanted to have something that brings hope. And I think And we started to shoot. It was the beginning of war in Ukraine, and we shot just next to, you know, as the first week we were just next to the border. So it was like quite troubling. And we were like with the DP, Paul Sarosi, we wanted to give that, you know. So there is a lot of natural light as well, but we had the luxury to have wonderful windows when we played with that. But to have that, you know, it's just like a breathing towards that hope. That's different because we have so many scenes in a basement as well, and locked there. And we were really locked, you know, the you know, art director and production designer, they went all in, you know. They found in that villa authentic bricks. They did build a tunnel. And they did put dust in that basement. So we were, it was stuffy. We were like, I did, you know, I had in my nose so much dirt for like 10 days. That was crazy, but we were there, you know. And so, but the hope is like through only candles. So it was like, how can we, you know, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. So we wanted to get that.
You know, it has such a grounded visuals to it. It's really, and but you mentioned something there that I thought was very interesting, is shooting in Poland. I mean, this is now a time in our history, which, I mean, we're not a, we weren't around for many, you know, the number of people that were there. But you're stepping into a place that is deeply rooted in this history. And I was wondering for you personally, what sort of impact that had on you? Because, like you said, you're trying to create things authentically. You want it to look and feel authentic. But here you are, and it really happened in these spaces. What was that like?
Goosebumps. I asked the question to my second AD at some point because there was COVID time as well. And it was like, you know, how do we deal with COVID? And she was like, well, you know, it's going to be fine. And it's going to be like the flu. And it was like, and how do you feel about war? And she was very shy. And she just lowered her eyes and then she opened it. And then, you know, there were tears. And she was like, that. And we're afraid, but they're very proactive, you know, they're used to it, and it all, you know, it did happen before, you know. And she was like 21, 9 years old, but you know, grandparents and stuff, and but that, it's like we have to move, we have to face it, we have to extend a hand. But what the experience was like, more than, because physically, we saw, you know, refugees, women, the cliche of women, children, luggages. We saw that. We saw spaces with so many like boxes for food and stuff to help them. It was people, you know, come on, the military, you know, U.S., Canadian. We saw so many in Poland. You know, that's like every day we were. Reminded that war was going on next door. We had, I didn't know, they didn't tell me, but after 2 weeks, I was like, oh, what's that van, you know, on the set, you know, and those big guys. It's like, oh, that's for you Canadians, you know, with we're a couple of Canadians. If something happens, we're connected to the border. We take you and we bring you back, you know, so because of insurance and shooting. And so it's like, okay, it's that, and that's, it's nothing. Imagine them the other side. And that's one thing. The impact, I don't know, it's you know, when you say reality meets fiction, but it's beyond that. For us, it's nothing. We're doing a fiction, but the only medium I have now, and it's the only way to say you plant a seed to understand behaviors, to bring up that woman who was just like extending a hand, and herself being a forced laborer, just like, I just want to help others. I just want to try to be less judgmental and whatever the side, you know, it's like, but condemn acts for sure. So it's like, yeah, it's to be shaky and try to, yeah, to just try to open up would be huge already, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Honestly, it's such an incredible film, and to be there and see it must have added so much to your experience of helping bring Irena's story to life. And I wonder for you, I know we're running out of time, but what in your mind, what do you hope viewers today can take away from Irena's journey?
Whatever the situation, it could be in a relationship, it can be in a bigger situation in society, it could be environment. If you say to yourself, oh, you know, if I do this gesture or one thing, just me won't be make a difference. Well, no, maybe one gesture or just open up, talk to someone. Just one thing can become a huge difference to someone else, to a group, to yourself. Because then again, it's like you create links, you become stronger, you become united. And that's how I see it.
I really appreciate that. Honestly, Louise, the film is beautiful. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and I wish you the best. Have a great day.
Watch you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.